Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi jana madhava giribala radhe. Gopi jana madhava giribala radhe. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Te Ramana Chalde Yamuna Tira Manachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janam Palabha Giribharadhati. Gopi Janavallabha Giribhara Dhati. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Banachare Yamuna Tera Banachare Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramahansa also Teta Satyashi Shimat His Divine Grace Savaya Chandanana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Sri Krida Stapur Dikai. Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Sivasidigor Bhaktavindigichai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath, Shyam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturanam Kijai Jagannath Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shimani Lasadevi Kijai Samaveda Pohta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari All glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious. To the assembled devotees, all glorious. The assembled devotees, all glorious. To Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Buddha Shri Mata Bhakti Vananta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nivasesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tardi. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 43rd Chapter, Text 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bala Vayam Tulya Balai Akridishamo Yatochitam Vaven Aniuda Madharma Sprichen Mala Saba Sada Bala Vayam Tulya Balai Kridashamo Yatochitam Bhaveniyudam Madharma Prashenmala Sabhasata Balavayam Tulya Balai Kridashamo Yatochitam Vaveniyudam Madharma Sprishenmala Sabhasada Balavayam Tulya Balai Kridishyamo Yatochitam Vaveniyudam Madharma Prashen Mala Sabhasada. Okay. Avan Yudam Badharma. Shenmala Sabhasada Tishyamo Yatochitam Vaveniyudang Adharma Shenmala Sabhasada Balaha, young boys, Vayam, we, Tulya, equal, Balai, with those whose strength. Kridishamaka. We will play Yata Uchitam in a fitting manner. Bhavet should occur. The Yudam, the wrestling match. Ma Adharma, irreligion. Sprichet should touch. Malasabha of the assembly in the wrestling match. Wrestling arena. Sada, the members. Translation. We are just young boys and should play with those of equal strength. The wrestling match must go on properly so that irreligion does not taint the respectable members of the audience. You can repeat. We're just young boys and should play with those of equal strength. The wrestling match must go on properly so that irreligion does not taint the respectable members of the audience. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a very short, actually there's no commentaries by the followers of Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a short commentary, and Jiva Goswami has quite a lengthy commentary. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, we should fight with boys our age so that no injustice will touch the arrangers of the match. If other arrangements are made, it would be unfair. So, and Jiva Goswami states, we are not very strong, Bala. The plural is used rather than the dual to indicate, as a general example, that they are in their group among many other boys, or indicate them as a group of coward boys. We should play with boys who are not greater or lesser in strength. It is my desire to do this as play. Another meaning is, oh fools, we will play with our coward friends, not with you who are less in strength. So, Gopai, Samhana, Gunalila, Vayo, Vilasa, Vishaish, Char, Muchitakalas, Swana, Venu, Vinay. The cowards had similar qualities, character, age, play, dress, as well as similar music coming from their flutes and vinas. It has already been said that the wrestlers saw Krishna as a thunderbolt. But we will engage in this fight at your insistence. It is not our fault if you die because of touching my limbs, which are like thunderbolts. And there's a quote from the Harivamsa. I'll read the Sanskrit. It's nice. Aham balo mahana drova pusha parvato pama. Yudamama sahanena rochate bahula bahu shalina. Yuda vyati krama kaschin na bhavishyati matkrita na yam bahu yudhanam dushayishyami yanmatam yo yam karisha dharmascha paya dharmascha rangaja. Kasha yasya chik sang sarga samayo yesha kalpita samyama stirata shoryam. Well, actually, there's a lot here. Wait, well, maybe we'll skip all that because we'll just be reading this for the whole class, basically. Okay, let me read the translation. I am a child, and Chanura from Andhra is like a mountain. Very interesting. I think it mentions here that he's a descendant. Oh, yeah. I would like to fight with him since he has strong arms. I will not break the rules of fighting and will not spoil the beliefs of the wrestlers. They have rubbed cow dung, water, sindura, and cosmetics on their bodies. Sense control, steadiness, courage, bodily movements, actions prescribed by scriptures on fighting and strength are causes of success, according to experts at combat. Since this person is eager to engage in wrestling with the opponent, I will punish him and satisfy the world. Chanura, a descendant of Vaivaswata Manu's son. Interesting, isn't it? Comes from a good family. Should be considered a wrestler by his body and actions. He has killed many wrestlers after throwing them on the ground with a desire for violence in the arena. He has spoiled the art of wrestling. The victory with weapons is done on the battlefield, wielders of weapons. The victory in the arena of wrestlers is caused by striking the opponent. He was victorious on the battlefield has everlasting fame. He who dies by weapons on the battlefield attains swarga. The person killed on the battlefield and the killer as well attain perfection. Those who die on the battlefield are worshipped extensively by the great, but in wrestling, fame is attained by strength and skill. One does not attain swarga by dying in the wrestling arena. Some wrestlers may be killed by another wrestler in order to glorify a king who thinks he is learned. The killer of those wrestlers should be killed. It's interesting. So it's actually Kamsa is actually the one responsible for the wrestlers being killed. So he should be killed. So again, the Sanskrit verse. Malavayam tulya balai pridishyamo yato chitam bhaveni yudam madharma vishen mala subhasita. So Om Gana Timurandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Maha. So here, Krishna is concerned in this particular verse with doing something that's against Dharma, which is a really interesting point. And recently, we've been hearing a lot about Dharma in terms of our reading of the Jiva Dharma. Because the Jiva Dharma basically talks about the Dharma of the Jiva. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur breaks up Dharma into different categories. Of course, we know the word Dharma means, Prabhupada defined it one time, is that which sustains a thing or the inherent quality of a thing. Sometimes the word Dharma is used to indicate one's particular duties, because the duties are very much connected to one's qualities. So sometimes the duties are connected to one's nitya dharma, and sometimes they're connected to one's anitya dharma, and sometimes the duties are connected to what's called naimitika dharma, isn't it? And the devotee, the duties connected to one's anicca dharma, one's concocted duties, are based on what's called the nisarga. Nisarga means basically when one's dharma or one's sarup becomes changed from one's original dharma. Not really change, but it manifests different qualities because it's in touch with the material energy. And Prabhupada uses a particular example, which is also given a particular metaphor, which is also utilized by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that metaphor is one of water. That water has a natural dharma when it's at a normal temperature, which is liquidity. And when water is exposed to cold, of course, the funny thing is you can't really be exposed to cold. Cold is just the absence of heat. Cold is not actually a quantity. Just like we talk about Maya or illusion, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Hoya Andhakar. Maya or illusion is the absence of Krishna. And also in the Chatur Shloka it's mentioned like that. Was that Rite Ritam Napratieta, Napratieta Chatmati? Tatvidyad Atmanomayam, Yatabashal, Yatatamaha. Describing Krishna's illusory potency, which is basically forgetfulness of Krishna, that which appears like a reflection in darkness. So this Nisarga is the manifestation of the, what we would say, an unconstitutional position of the soul. When the soul is in touch with the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then one's inherent nature, which is called the Svabhava, doesn't manifest at that particular point. And one's dharma is not manifest. One's nature, qualities of the soul does not manifest. And one's duties are basically not spiritual duties. They're what's called kamya karma. It's interesting. Kamya karma means basically activities that you desire in this world, which are not connected with Krishna. So, anyway, so other than the anicca dharma, let's talk about the nitya dharma and naimittika dharma. Naimittika dharma means, it's defined by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as daily, constant, obligatory duties. Also occasional, ritualistic, etc. So what this means is, he says that this word naimittika dharma really only applies to these occasional, ritualistic, etc. duties that are where that are productive, not counterproductive, to achieving ultimately the nitya dharma. Does everyone follow this so far? In other words, there are occasional duties you do. I mean, just like the brahmanas, sandhya vadana, which is actually mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like this. And so that's called naimittika dharma. So to understand all these different concepts and understand what is actually naimittika dharma that contributes to Krishna consciousness, what is nitya dharma? Of course, the word nitya is sometimes used in different contexts, even to indicate naimittika dharma, when it's used in reference to something that's done all the time, constantly within this material world. So nitya is defined differently according to different contexts. So, therefore, in order to understand these concepts, one has to understand another concept that Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about, which is called the vastu, the substance. And you have to understand the spiritual substance, which is called avastava vastu, and the material substance, which is called what? Avastava vastu, which material forms of material substance. And the spirit soul, which is ourselves, so this is all in understanding what's dharmic and what's not dharmic and what's nitya dharma. The spirit soul, which is ourselves, we are called, along with Krishna, a chit vastu. That means spiritual substance. But in the quality of chit vastu, there are two different categories. One is called brihat chit vastu, which means Krishna, basically, big, brihat vastu. And we are called anu vastu. Interesting terminology. And this word vastu is used in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, one of the first verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.1.2, which is actually one of my favorite verses, how it describes that this Bhagavatam is throwing out all cheating propensities. Dharma prajitakaita bhotra paramau niyamatsaranam satam vejam avastavya matra vastu. So the word is used here. Shivadam Tapa Trayon Mulam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite Kimva Harar Ishra Sajo Vidyabahu Yate Tra Kriti Bish Shush Shubish Takshanat. So here, Vastavam, Vasta was also used, actually two of the words in the verse. It means factual substance, which is spiritual. So the Bhagavatam verse, the translation of this, which I'm going to read, is completely rejecting all religious activities, you know, dharma projita kai tavotra, which are materially motivated. So in other words, only accepting nitya dharma. This Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those who devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. So this beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity is sufficient in itself for God realization. What need is there for any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam by the culture of knowledge, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established in his heart. So, therefore, this basic sambandha knowledge is absolutely required, the vastu, the knowledge of chit vastu, the knowledge of achit vastu, the material energy, and the knowledge, basically, of the two categories of chit vastu, which are the jiva soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are basically the tattvas described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is also mentioned in the Vishnu Purana, Vishnu Shakti Para Prakta, Kshetra Gyakadatta Para Vidyakarma Sanganya Tritir Shakti Ishate. That the Lord's energies are mentioned. Here they're mentioned as three, which is interesting. Vishnu Shakti Para Prakta, the spiritual energy. Kshetra Gyakya Tata Para, the marginal potency, which is us, the Anu Chit Shakti, and then Avidya Karma Saganya Tritir Shakti Ishate, the material energy. So I actually, Bhaktivinoda only talks about basically two energies, the individual soul and the spiritual and Maya, or the energy of the Lord, because we understand the spiritual energy expands ultimately is the material energy. So therefore, one has to understand the constitution or the nitya dharma of the soul. And that nitya dharma of the soul, of course, is described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Jivera Svarupahoy Nitya Krishna Das, and I'll read the translation of that, is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. This is the Chit-Shakti, the Brihat Chit-Shakti, and the Anu Chit-Shakti. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. Krishna has three varieties of energy. Here it's described, three varieties of energy. So therefore, one understanding this, one has to be able to make distinction between these different categories of dharma, which is, as we mentioned before, naimitika dharma, nitya dharma, and anitya dharma. So this gets a little confusing sometimes because there's many religious scriptures. And this is, I'm going to quote here from the Jiva Dharma. The religious scripture, the Manu Samhita and other Smriti Dharma Shastras have described the Brahmins as the highest class of men in the social order. Further, they have prescribed Tri Sanja Vandana, the thrice daily chanting of the Brahma's Gayatri Mantra and other prayers, as the nitya dharma. So we find even in ISKCON, there's a misunderstanding of which of Nitya Dharma, based upon a misquoting or misunderstanding about the applicability of certain shastras, certain Dharma shastras like the Manu Samhita and other literatures, which apply under certain circumstances, but not under all circumstances. So the question being raised here, this is a question raised by a person named Lahiri, is this be so, then why are the activities of the Vaishnavas opposed to these religious duties? And so you may ask that question in regard to some of the activities of ISKCON. You may see, for example, that some of the things we do in ISKCON, such as people taking, who are from a lower so-called caste, taking sannyas or becoming Brahman initiated, they're not actually in line with what the Nitya Dharma is at. Not the Nitya Dharma, sorry, the Naimittika Dharmas, the Smriti Shastras advocate. Why is that? You know, this is a very interesting question. And then sometimes you have devotees, even in ISKCON, quoting from these Smriti Shastras, which Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada mentioned one time even about some of the Smriti Shastras that some of them are written for ritualistic brahmanas rather than for Vaishnavas. So the question may arise. So let me read some more quotes about this. Thus, an analysis of the basis of Vedanta, Vedic Siddhanta. Siddhanta means the conclusion. Ultimate truth and conclusion established that the search for the absolute transcendental reality is the living entity's only Nitya Dharma, and all other religions and performances are Naimittika. And this includes, according to Bhaktivedanta Thakur, Varnashram Dharma, Ashtanga Yoga. He actually includes all this together. The path of Eightfold Mystic Yoga, Sankhya, speculative and deductive knowledge, and Tapasya, austerity, and are all Naimittika. Now, as we mentioned before, the Naimittika can be used or when it's productive to achieving Krishna consciousness. But in many cases, these temporary injunctions, what's called Naimittika Dharma, are counterproductive to Krishna consciousness. So it's up to an acharya understanding Dharma is Nitya Dharma, or the application of Nitya Dharma is very difficult, and it requires an acharya, such as His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to give us instructions as to how or what aspects of the Naimittika Dharma to apply that will be productive to achieving or acquiring or realizing one's Nitya Dharma. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, really lays into Naimittika Dharma. Here he said, he says, the Naimittika Dharma may seem appropriate for people in general, but ultimately they are incomplete, exoteric means external, diluted, and evanescent. In actual practice, Naimittika Dharma is devoid of direct transcendental activities. On the surface, a performer of Naimittika Dharma may appear to be acting on the transcendental platform, but actually these instrumental mundane duties merely provide the means for approaching the final transcendental goal. Once the goal is attained, we're not only talking about pure devotees, but once one has attained the goal of performing bhakti, you know, sadhana bhakti, at least vaidhi sadhana bhakti, what to speak of raghunuga sadhana bhakti, the performances of Naimittika Dharma become obsolete, being simply a segment of the path leading to the goal. At a later stage, having been purified by performing these prescribed duties for a long time, if one is fortunate to come into sadhu sangha, saintly association, one develops a spiritual taste for the transcendental activity of chanting Harinam. So, in other words, when one attains a spiritual taste, of course, that also means one is nishtha, at this juncture, the duties of Sanjha Vandana are superseded. Now, the Sanjha Vandana, that's one of the aspects of Naimittika Dharma. He says, however, Sanjana and Vandana, that's the Brahman's prayers during the three times of day, may contribute to absolute spiritual dharma by elevating people to the point of accepting their prime duty, chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah. It may contribute. That is to say, chanting Hare Nama in itself is the absolute transcendental activity. Although Naimittika Dharma is appreciated because it shows the way to spiritual elevation, nevertheless, it is itself ineffective and adulterated, and only the absolute spiritual principle ultimately is desirable and useful. So, in other words, if under the direction of an acharya such as Srila Prabhupada, certain activities which are generally considered Naimittika Dharma are applied to help us achieve Krishna consciousness, that's very nice. But if we decide on our own to pick and choose what aspects, then we can actually become endangered and deviated from the path of Krishna consciousness. So, anyway, so there are many, many points that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have many, many quotes. And ultimately, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, religions of the world are classified as Nitya Dharma, Naimittika Dharma, and Anicca Dharma. And he said, these classifications are not based upon what one's culture is, you know, external culture. So this very much is in line with what Prabhupada said, that we can judge a religion whether or not it helps the adherents achieve pure love of Krishna. And that religion which helps people love God and love Krishna, that is first class, regardless of the culture or the country that it's in. So, anyway, so we'll end the discussion of Dharma with this particular point. Any questions or comments? Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But sometimes it's just an opposition. Right. Right. Right, right. Right. Yeah, he's not talking about breaking the Vaishnava regulator principles. He's talking about violating some of the Naimittika Dharma points. That's really interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I think devotees misunderstand that verse 930. That's very interesting. Yeah, so they're violent. Like even when I remember one time, Prabhupada was giving a lecture and the microphone wouldn't stay on the stand. And Prabhupada told everybody, take off your Brahman thread and wrap it, you know. Like if a Brahman were to, he would consider this like irreligious, isn't it? But, you know, that's Naimittika Dharma, has to be sacrificed under the direction of the spiritual master. I wanted to make that point very clear, because we can decide ourselves to violate some, you know, Naimittika Dharma things. And actually those may be productive to help us develop Krishna consciousness. So that has to be done with great discrimination. Yeah. Uradi Kaur. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but I think we need the Association of Vaishnavas to determine that, advanced Vaishnavas, determine what can be accepted, what is not accepted amongst, you know, the lesser rules and regulations. Yep, yeah, we have the Association of Vaishnavas. Otherwise, I may determine certain things are not necessary anymore. And then I'll be in big trouble. Yeah, according to, yeah, your level of advancement. Yeah, but generally we need, sometimes because we have tendencies like we make mistakes and imperfect senses, we have to have the help of other Vaishnavas. Now my home, Vishnu Pattaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Bhakti Vedanta, Samaniti Namine. Na pestaya putale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Amaniti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Puramani Vajra Nehi Nivisesha Shunyavade Vasyachade Sacharane. Nivasesha Sunyavade Vasyachade Sacharane. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rabunichanana Sri Advaita Gajara Sivasade Gauravata Vrinda. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Uri Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Uri Rama. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Shri Ram, hey Jaya.